Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. We also broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe during the course of the day and the night. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that includes all of the over-the-road drivers that are out there, the men and the women out there in the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as down into the hurricane zone, which thanks very much for doing that. That's not easy work, going down there and doing what you got to do. Also, we've got the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail. That's Felix and the gang. We appreciate all of you guys and gals out there, too. And let's not forget about the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got the Amazon warehouse workers as well as the Amazon drivers listening to us. Thanks so very much for doing that. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter. And you can find us there by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, all by its lonesome, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com on the website. All right, let's go over here and find out what's going on in California, IA, because we have got the professor of politics standing by right here, right now, Kyle Warren.
Right, that's the captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yippee-i-o, Cow Patty. Yippee-i-o, Cow Patty.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, you're right. We got a special Wednesday thing when we go to the break. All right, now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, yesterday we have the President, El Presidente, of the Estados Unidos. I'm saying that to get a little Spanish lingo out there. The United States, down in South Florida, talking to a lot of the Latinos that were down there. And they thought they had a captive audience. Well, to a certain degree, they probably did. But lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. They accused the Republicans, Ron DeSantis, Marco Rubio, and the Republican Party of doing all sorts of really bad things. And I couldn't help but notice everything they accused the Republicans of is what they've already been found guilty of.
Well, that's right there in the handbook. It's like rule number four or something like that.
Rule number four, subparagraph three, sentence four.
Right. That's right. But isn't that, to some degree, isn't that part of the rules for radicals kind of deal, right? You know, you want to put onto the other side what you're doing to try to, you know, cause these problems and misunderstandings. I also understand, Captain, that President Biden called Governor DeSantis, quote, Donald Trump incarnate.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think the desperation meter is starting to go way up the charts. Don't you?
Yep. He also was having a conversation with a dead person.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Gets worse. Gets worse. Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's go to the phone line real quick to see what's going on. This is Magic Mike, the mayor, the wannabe mayor, the could-be city councilman. That'd be a good title for him. But he's over there in Clearwater. So what's up, Mr. Mike?
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? A good title for me, according to the president, is a threat to democracy. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We all know that inflation is a top issue. And here's the thing, Kyle. The Fed keeps raising these rates in hopes that they can tame this. But we all know what sticky pricing is. When prices go up, very rarely do they ever come back down. And the new higher prices, well, that becomes the new norm, right? So I hate to say it, folks, but these high prices are probably here to stay. What do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. Well, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, no, I appreciate that very much, Mike. I do think, yeah, we are going to see the sticky pricing, at least for the time being, because you're right. They don't seem to go down. Certainly, if you want to go out to eat at a restaurant, that has certainly gone up. I don't see that going down anytime soon because of the cost of deliveries, and that might even go up more. But it's almost as if people get used to having those kinds of paying those prices. But here's the rub. Their incomes aren't going to rise commensurate with where these prices are. Now, eventually they may come down, but in this inflation thing is bad across the board. Hurts everything.
Well, that's all true. And we're fixing to go to break here, but when we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Justice John Roberts made quite an interesting decision yesterday on something, granted a temporary stay, and we'll tell you what that's all about. Because it came at a time when there was something else going down about Lindsey Graham. This is something totally unrelated, but wait till we tell you that. Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we are coming back with more on Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition.
America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Grove Site.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
Now, that Thursday would be tomorrow, not today, because today's Wednesday. So I'm just putting that out there a little day ahead of time to get a little advance notice to our friends down here in Bradenton and Sarasota. We expect to have a pretty good-sized crowd, so come early, and don't forget, the Captain's Club. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Kyle, what do you think?
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, the Captain's Club, for sure.
I'd like to send you one, but I'm not sure that you get there without somebody eating it.
That's right. Could be something happened in the breakage in the shipping.
Breakage.
Or eatage, as it would be. Yeah.
Eatage, not breakage, eatage. All right, well, let's remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Of course, he is the inventor of MyPillow, and he's given me a good night's sleep ever since I've had the MyPillow about, I don't know, 4 years ago or so when I started talking about it. Now, he continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest is the towel set, which I've got one set, and I turn around and bought another one, waiting on it to show up. Towels aren't something, by the way, that you often think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year when I got them. Now, you all helped to build the MyPillow brand into the incredible company that it is today, and you've all trusted Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Well, now Mike's changing the game again with his six-piece My Towel set. So, this set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Now, the set comes with two bath towels, and I mean, these bath towels are good size. They fit me, they'll fit you, and I ain't little. Now, two hand towels and two washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98, but for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.98 with the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you need, the promo code CAPTAIN, and you save yourself a whopping $50. Now, is there more? Sure. Remember, all the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for more details. And you can go to MyPillow.com website and click on the Radio Listener Specials page to get this insanely low price of $39.98 on a six-piece towel set. You're also going to find deep discounts there on other MyPillow products as well. And don't forget the MyStore.com website either. There's a whole bunch of stuff over there. We've had several people go over there and take advantage of some of the things that they have over there because they're getting a really good bargain on them. But again, promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. That's going to be the word, CAPTAIN, that gets you the discount. So, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code CAPTAIN, and the number to call if you want to call and speak to somebody, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for these great radio specials. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are we professinating today?
Yeah, you better believe it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I had to throw a new word out there and make it sound like as if I've been increasing my vocabulary. Well, the Supreme Court has granted the former president, Donald Trump, a temporary stay on the release of his records to the House Ways and Means Committee. That's a good thing. They don't need to be knowing about his personal stuff.
Well, no, that is the definition of witch hunt or and or fishing expedition. You know, of course, we've always been told, Captain, somehow the Russia collusion was hidden somewhere in the Donald Trump tax returns. But it's more political theater on their part. But yes, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, he's in charge of fielding these emergency requests, and it was an emergency request to the Supreme Court, and so he did grant that stay, or said they're not going to hear this yet, obviously, but the stay is there. And this is because the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. District actually rejected Trump's bid to reconsider its previous ruling that said that they could get access to House Ways and Means Committee, would get access to those tax returns. So that's right. This is a big deal.
Now, the other thing that went on yesterday with the Supreme Court was they ruled that a temporary hold that had been on Senator Lindsey Graham's testimony in a Georgia investigation could be lifted. So now he's being given the subpoena and being told that he has to appear to testify before that court, and he's not happy about that.
No, he's not happy about that, and of course, this may go back, I think, to some of the conversations Trump may have had back during that time, with the elections official there and so forth. But here's the thing. Senator Graham still can raise objections to certain questions, we understand. So there's going to be maybe some latitude there, but we'll see. It's going to be, I'm sure, a confrontational question-and-answer session.
He also can plead the Fifth Amendment.
That's really true. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't know what he's crying about. But anyway, it is what it is. Well, you know, President Joe Biden comes to South Florida and once again lies his way across South Florida, all across the area, telling stories, telling untruths, making all kinds of statements. And I've had it with this stuff because all you got to do is a little fact checking. All you got to do is a little fact-checking, and you'll find out that this guy is blowing smoke up everybody's butt. He's talking about all the stuff. Well, Ron DeSantis did this. Well, Marco Rubio did that. Well, the Republicans are doing this. Well, Rick Scott this and all that stuff. It's not what we did. It's what they did, and he's accusing us once again of doing the things that they did, thinking that we're stupid enough we're not going to look it up.
Well, sure, and something else that we all look up, and we actually don't even have to look up, is when Joe Biden said just in recent days that gas was $5 a gallon when he took office.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows that's wrong, but yet he says it. Is it because he was told to say it, or because he really believes it, or he just kind of came to him somehow? We just don't know.
Maybe it was garbled in his ear when they were telling him.
Well, that's right. That's right. So it's whatever's popping up on the teleprompter or whatever the card might say to do.
Or whatever they're telling him in his ear.
Exactly. So these are becoming real points of real legitimate concern. And I think even some high-level Democrats have got to be concerned about it, not necessarily because of the fact that Biden is faltering, but how it affects them politically and what they're going to see happen in the midterm. So I think we're going to see some sea change on Biden perception, as it were, by Democrats following the midterms.
Now, Americans can see for themselves why and what is skyrocketing the consumer prices and the falling of real wages and the disruptions in goods and services. And that's just the economic side. Crime is rising. We have a crisis in public education. Then there's the new hordes of homeless. They're everywhere. The question this election that asks you is, who are you going to believe? The propaganda outlets for the ruling class or your very own eyes when you get in your car and you drive somewhere? Because remember, it's not enough to gripe. You have to act.
Well, I think a lot of voters are ready to go and vote, and by that act of voting, make their voice heard. And I think, Captain, one of the things that's going to happen on November the 8th, too, is we're going to start getting a lot of exit polls. And those exit polls, I think, are going to be very illuminating as to why somebody came out as a registered Democrat and voted for a Republican. If we start seeing even some places, and we had a call about this, I think, a day or so ago, we start seeing some places, even in California, a flip from Democrat to Republican, that's going to be major, major news, I think. In fact, I think Katie Porter, her district here in Orange County, in one particular instance, used to be rated leaning Democrat. Now it's a toss-up. So, you know, there's always hope, I guess.
Right. And I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we start the show out every night with him. So, if you've got any questions, 877-969-8600 is the number to call. Now, we're going to talk about this because we're fixing to go to break here in about 20 seconds. Don't have enough time to finish it, but I'm going to throw it out there. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is apparently running for office again, and he's apparently in the lead. Don't know by how much, but apparently he's in the lead, and this is based on an exit poll coming out of the election. So we're going to have to wait. Their elections usually take a little bit longer. We're going to have to wait a day or two to get the results. But if that's accurate, then that is indeed another record being sent for the number of times that Netanyahu's been elected and reelected and unelected and reelected and all that, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hitting the campaign trail with a stop in Hallandale Beach, Florida, to support Democratic gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist and warn voters about Republicans who want to undo Social Security, Medicare, and price caps on prescription drugs.
It's going to affect as many Americans as anything else, and a great deal of people in this state are going to be affected. And and they're under siege by our Republican friends.
Worth noting, the plan put forth by House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, talked nothing about undoing Social Security, Medicare, or any price caps on prescription drugs. The Supreme Court denied Senator Lindsey Graham's emergency plea to avoid cooperation with the Georgia grand jury investigating possible pro-Trump interference in the state's 2020 vote count. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Nat Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
I think I will. And by the way, this portion of the radio program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, lately, a lot of people have been in pain from different sources. A back pain one guy had, and another person had like a shoulder pain. Another person had a headache, and they wanted to know if I had any Relief Factor they could take. And I says, well, I do, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a couple of little packs. You got to take one now. You're eating a meal. You got to take one now with the meal, and then take another one with another meal if you need to have it, and see what happens. And if it works, then all you got to do is go to relieffactor.com/captain, and boom, order it, and away you go. So, one person got rid of their shoulder pain right away, and the other person got rid of their pain second day in. And the third person got rid of their pain the third day in. So I know it works because it works for me, and I've been taking it for over 8 years. These are new people to the game that hadn't tried it before, and they took it, and it worked. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to do that in every case, but it did in their case. And if they want to come on the program and tell you who they are and tell you about it, they can. I told them they're welcome to call. We'd have them come on and talk a little bit about what they took and why they did it and what their problem was. But it's Relief Factor. You can find it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 in a three-week quick start. That's all it costs. It's absolutely drug-free, no drugs in it at all, and it will help you get rid of pain. And like Kyle likes to say, because he's really good at this, this is what Kyle tells everybody.
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Not to be left out. You're always there. Okay, now let's get back to what we were going to talk about here. It appears that former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is well-placed to return to power after the exit polls that have revealed that since Tuesday's election, it looks like he's going to be the winner.
That's what it appears right now. So barring anything else, that may be exactly what we find out here in the next couple of days or so. But it is significant, of course, Captain. The former prime minister, now soon to be prime minister again, it appears, has weathered a lot of different things, scandal, accusations, this kind of thing. But I do think, though, Captain, that in Tehran right now, they're probably saying, okay, now what do we do? Because obviously Netanyahu is going to be incredibly fierce on talking about Iran and protecting Israel from Iran. And hopefully this begins the process, again, of rebuilding some consensus against Iran and their possible influence in the Middle East.
Well, we need Benjamin Netanyahu, or Bibi, as he's affectionately called. We need him, and we need him to get active, because he's got to put the fear of God back in the Iranians, who knew that if they started anything at all at their nuclear facility, Israel was going to go after them. And they still know that.
Well, of course. This is something that has kind of been back burner in terms of the daily news that people hear about, but certainly the Iranian, of course, we've been hearing about the protests in Iran and so forth. That's been in the news. But overall, Captain, the ability of Iran to spread its influence and to cause a lot of chaos in the Middle East is very significant. And that's why when we see our relations, for example, start to fall apart with Saudi Arabia, that's also not good, because we have common interests, for example, with the Saudis and other states in the Middle East, and that is to stop Iran.
Now, the Biden cyber head, the person in charge of the cybersecurity, came out yesterday and said, treat this election and the errors with it as normal. What?
Now, wait a minute. I have to get really clear on something. I'm sure our listeners will want to ask the same kind of question, Captain. I thought there was no fraud or errors in the 2020 election, and if you suggested otherwise, you were an election denier, and you were attacking the very heart of democracy. So wait a minute. So now we got these normal things that we just don't worry about now?
That's what was said.
I think a lot of people are laughing along with us right out there right now.
Well, in Pennsylvania, I don't think they're laughing, because the Department of State has allowed at least 249,000 unverified voters to receive mail-in ballots. Tell me that's not going to cause problems in the 2022 general election.
Well, of course it will. Of course it will. But this is the kind of thing. So I guess that's just normal, right? It's all normal. It's fine. Nothing to see here. Move along, folks.
Right. Now, they're also vowing to stop an odd process for unifying the identity of those requesting mail-in ballots, where people vote first and then they verify their identification after they vote.
Again, Democrat handbook. Yeah, it's in the Democrat handbook, I guess. I don't know. It's got to be. You know, we're making a little bit of fun of it, but this is very, very serious stuff. You're right. Well, how is it possible you can vote now and verify later on? It seems to me, Captain, that process is exactly backwards. You need to be able to verify who you are and then be able to vote. And in this day and age, I mean, you know, people go and get driver's licenses, they get all kinds of stuff, and it's easy. In fact, have you ever met a Democrat who wouldn't love to have a government program to make sure you got registered to vote properly?
Sure. And they want the government to pay for it.
Well, exactly.
Well, here's something for you right here. Two New Jersey cops were shot by a person who got on the roof of a building with a long rifle and ambushed them as they pulled into a call on a narrow two-lane street in New Jersey. Now, I got to draw a line here, and to my brothers of the badge, we feel for you when this sort of stuff happens. But they've got to stop this. They've got to be monitoring social media or something. And when they get any type of threat at all, no matter how little it is, they got to assume it's going to be monumental and go after these people and stop this before it gets a chance to get started.
Well, absolutely. One officer, we understand, Captain, was shot in the shoulder.
Yeah.
The other one was shot in the leg. They are both expected to recover, so that is some good news. But it could have gone very, very differently. And, Captain, I'll just point out as well that the constant demonization of police by certain folks in the media, politicians, and so forth, what do you expect? This is the kind of thing that happens. I mean, in fact, we're hearing, you know, we hear some Democrats talk about the Paul Pelosi attack that somehow Republicans caused it, or this kind of rhetoric. Well, when you demonize the police, this is exactly the kind of thing that happens, and so that's why we should discourage that, and you know, very strongly.
Well, I'm glad you just mentioned that the way you did, because a Fox News host silenced your governor, California, Gavin Newsom, who accused him, the reporter, of aiding and abetting the Paul Pelosi attacker. What a thing to say.
Well, absolutely. And that's trying to gain political mileage.
He gained nothing.
Well, of course. And, you know, and in fact, you know, I think it's been roundly condemned. Every single reasonable, decent person has said this is wrong. In fact, you and I have talked about this in terms of, you know, why isn't there somebody there at the house protecting it, or, you know, somebody there who could have stopped it?
Well, wait till you hear this. The Capitol Police had cameras that they were monitoring what was going on outside the home and inside the home. And for some reason, they stopped watching the cameras for a while, and that's when this guy broke in.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. But even though the security details may not extend to family members, but it seems to me, Captain, that when the person who's third in line for the presidency, their home is not under some kind of protection so that crazy people can't come in and do crazy, terrible things like we've seen, there's something wrong. I think everybody would universally agree that, yeah, we need to have some kind of security about that, because in this day and age, it's getting too out of hand. There's no doubt about it.
Well, this home was under protection. They did have protection. When she wasn't there, it was by camera by the Capitol Police, who had an instant call button to the local police there in San Francisco. But they failed to do their job because they weren't watching the cameras.
And that's terrible. And I can't imagine somebody gets hit in the head with a hammer, no matter what age they are, this is going to be devastating, and it should never have happened.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so we'll let that come in there. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope you can stick along with us, because we got us some snow to talk about, some significant snow up there in the Northwest, and I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
The city in the middle of
flies a lot of miles, and that song is the most requested song that we've ever had on this program. I noticed I had a couple of requests tonight in the email, and I said, well, what the hell, I'll play it. I hadn't played it in a while, so might as well. And, oh, by the way, that goes out also to a couple of very special friends, LJ and to Cynthia. And, Cynthia, I hope you're feeling better. She took a spill and cracked her head pretty good, and she's not feeling all that good. But I hope you feel better soon there, kiddo. So, Mr. Kyle of Castleville, what'd you think?
Oh, I love Atlanta Miles, and that song goes back to 1989. An amazing song, and it is about Elvis Presley, and but real, almost instantly a classic back then as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, a dramatic contrast in weather patterns is going to occur through the rest of the week, into the weekend in the West, because there's going to be well below temperatures for the main theme, but heavy mountain snow and bouts of locally heavy rain will be common across the region out west. Meanwhile, east of the Rockies, we're going to have warm and mild conditions with above-average temperatures, and more than likely, in between, there'll be some severe storms and some heavy rain later in the week off to the east, so we'll see what happens.
That's exactly right, Captain, and we've got some precipitation happening right now. We can tell our drivers about out there this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly around Seattle, Washington, we definitely have a lot of rain registering there, down towards Astoria, along the coast there, and down through Oregon. We've got rain coming up near Portland, so I expect it's going to be starting to go through Portland proper here very soon. Richard the Marine, I think, chimed in, saying that I think he was having rain as well tonight. So we've also got a significant amount of rain and precipitation along the I-90 near Spokane, Washington. This goes over, of course, into northern Idaho. And if we take a look at the 4th of July pass right now, I think it is looking like it's about 34 degrees. It is raining, and that is going to turn to snow, of course, as it gets colder, because we do expect a mix of snow and rain throughout Wednesday on 4th of July pass. We're going to start hearing a lot more about these mountain passes during the Trekker Highway and Byway Report for obvious reasons as we move in towards the end of the year and into the throughout the wintertime. But we've definitely got sleet going down through Idaho, through central Idaho, and then down near Boise. It's rain along I-84, along down through Twin Falls, rain north of Idaho Falls, and also sleet, it looks like, and rain approaching our friends near Stevensville, Montana, also near Hamilton, maybe making its way towards Missoula later on. On I-80 in Elko, we've got rain and sleet coming across the road there. And we've got a lot of snow on the radar, Captain. If we look down towards Reno, just a little bit around the Reno area, and then on over into the California side, just a little bit south of Susanville, this will be 395 mostly. We've got a lot of actual active snow happening right now. Donner Pass is at 28 degrees right now, and it is snowing. So if you're going to be going through that area on I-80, be aware of that. Also back up in Washington, Snoqualmie Pass is reading overcast right now, but it is, in fact, we see the snow on the ground, of course, from their cameras there as well. We've also got various winter weather reports, or I should say warnings and watches, especially as you go through down through Utah, near Salt Lake City, all the way down to St. George. We continue, of course, with that happening along I-70 coming out of Denver, Colorado. And by the way, folks, expect the snow accumulations to continue, especially in the higher elevations in many of these areas, think 6 to 12 inches of snow. Also, in Southern California, some rain that's going to be coming in is going to bring some of the first snow to the higher elevations in Southern California. We're going to round it out tonight, Captain, with the hard freeze watch. This is near Redding, and it's going to go along the coast of California, south of Eureka, down through Ukiah, so you want to be aware of that. More next hour, and be careful out there.
Oh, absolutely, because the snow is moving to the east, and of course, if you're going up over the Rockies, remember, you got to have your chains. Got to be at least driving with the chains. Whether you put them on or not, it's up to you, but if they put the chain law in effect, and you don't put them on, and you get stuck, and you get nailed, the fine is extravagant. You'll be putting your name on a monument up there somewhere. All right, well, we've got some windy conditions in South Dakota, North Dakota, too, down into the western part of Nebraska, Kansas, up into the northwestern corner of Kansas, some wind blowing around there. Down in Texas tonight, south of the Metroplex, and down towards the central part, San Antonio, down in that area. You've got fog tonight, and it's going to be with us for a while, and fog along the Gulf right there, Houston, as well as down below to the border, to the line, Brownsville, Texas, from about Galveston is where you pick it up at. Then you'll find some fog tonight over around New Orleans, over to the western part of Alabama, and might have a little bit of fog around Mobile tonight. Looks like it anyway. We've also got up in the north part of Michigan, we've got the possibility of possibly some snow coming in, because it looks like as if it's trying to do something up there. What the something is, don't know. But the temperature is cold enough to where it could get snow. Now, you've also got a big area of fog from central Ohio all the way up, let's see, that would be Columbus, all the way up to Erie, Pennsylvania, and going up and down I-77, I-79, going up to Erie, Pennsylvania, on the west side of Pennsylvania, you got fog all the way up from the West Virginia border. And then it looks like as if Cleveland, you've got some fog too. Certainly there's going to be some fog along I-80, I-90, I-77, I-71, I-75. You'll have a short ways in there, not a big long patch. But be careful because the fog will definitely slow you down. We've got fog in the Chesapeake Bay area tonight, also up along the Jersey coast, Long Island, and North Jersey. So be advised, all areas to be careful about. And remember, if you can't see, neither can the other guys. So don't go barreling through there thinking that you're going to be Mr. Invincible to get to where you got to go. Slow down. Slow down. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and I will be back with more right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. It is a Wednesday morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we look forward to talking to you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.